What to do about that sluggish economy? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The latest employment numbers are in, and they basically stink. But don't blame the shutdown, says business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The numbers for the shutdown will be reflected in the next report. So this is actually disheartening because this occurred before the shutdown.
So what is to blame then? Well, how about the artificial advantages given to people like this man?
How much money do you have?
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars.
This is Seattle venture capitalist Nick Hanauer, founder of many companies and a capitalist heretic. He gave a TED talk, which TED refuses to post on its website because it includes stuff like this.
If it was true that lower taxes for the rich led to job creation, today we would be drowning in jobs.
Like Warren Buffett, Hanauer says the rich need to be taxed more. But unlike Warren Buffett, he is also convinced that the minimum wage needs to be raised, ideally to $22 to match the increase in worker productivity. But he'll settle for $15.
If every worker made more, then every business would have more customers.
And that's why Hanauer helped to organize last summer's fast food rallies for a $15 minimum wage, and why he's using his money to create a vast left-wing conspiracy to boost wages on the theory that ultimately it's the only way people like him can get rich and stay rich.
This is the craziest part, where you hear people squawk about raising the minimum wage, that it will destroy the economy, as if poor people getting richer could be bad for business. Just, it's nuts.
Now this. This is Dave Ross, on the web at DaveRoss.com.